Some 680,000 Marylanders receive SNAP benefits currently. And in the month of November, starting in early November, they will not have those benefits refilled. One piece of news that's less alarming than some of the other things that we're hearing and talking about is that those benefits will not go missing all at the very beginning of the month. That will happen incrementally over the 30 days of November. And so we have a little bit of time to build up our food inventory, to get more food out to our food pantry network, and to make sure that collectively we're as resourced as we can be to help offset the impact of those missing SNAP benefits.
Meg, I know you've been doing and working with the Maryland Food Bank for a while now. There is a lot of criticism online on social media about SNAP recipients, and some of it is just gut-wrenching because some of the comments are horrible. Explain for people what kind of folks we're talking about. Try and put some faces to what's happening here in our country.
Absolutely. So SNAP benefits are available to people who make less than or up to 130% of the federal poverty level. So in Maryland, that means a family of four would have to be making less than $24,000 per year to qualify for SNAP benefits. So it's people who are working oftentimes, they're working in low-wage jobs, and they're not making enough to make ends meet. In addition to that, we know that some 270,000 SNAP recipients in Maryland are kids. So of that 680,000 number that I shared with you a minute ago, 270,000 are children. And just under that number, about 200,000 or just the high 100,000s are older adults, senior citizens. So most of the recipients of SNAP are not even in that work eligible timeframe and of their lives. And those who are often working and working multiple jobs and just not making, the wages are too low to put food on the table.
Back when the COVID pandemic hit, we had a lot of people out of work and there was another huge need for food. Food pantries, food banks were swamped then. And how does something like this compare to that time?
So we came out of the COVID-19 pandemic with food insecurity levels at historic highs. At that time, we estimated that one in three Marylanders were facing food insecurity. Those numbers have not come down. So we came out of the summer into the early fall, still operating with historically high levels of need. So on top of that, now we have program cuts to SNAP, potential cuts to Medicaid, we have furloughed workers, and now we have the complete cessation of SNAP benefits for the month of November. So it is really making things very tough for families across our state.
Meg, if someone is listening in our audience and wants to help, what is the best way they can do that?
There are so many things that people can do, and I am hearing so much good energy on. I'm hearing some good energy online about what people are doing. So I want to thank everyone for taking action. We encourage people to pick up the phone or send an email to your elected officials here in the state and also in DC. Let them know that these benefits need to come back and that programs need to be restored. That's the first thing we love people to do. Secondly, there is a food pantry in your community. If you know where it is, great. If you don't know where it is, you can look on our website, mdfoodbank.org. And you can find a local food pantry. Try to help them. Try to give them some food. Make a donation to that local organization. They're going to need your help to help navigate through this time. And if you want to support the Maryland Food Bank, you're welcome to do that too. Again, the website is mdfoodbank.org. Every donation makes a huge difference.